Simon, we feel greatly honored to talk to you today. You are a politician, elected councillor of Whitby City, and this happened after you revealed the truth of your connection to the alien group called Mandits. My first question would be, what, in your opinion, caused that made them interested in you, and why do they show their interest in our planet? Could it be that they were connected to the Earth in the past, as, for example, reptilians did?
Your question has three parts to it. First of all, yes, I was elected after I'd gone public and told my electorate. In fact, it had gone around the world internationally. And that's very good news because it means that the public, in this case, were able to decide whether they wanted to elect me or not. I think maybe 10 years ago, the system would have prevented me from being successful. So I went public and was elected. I am, as you say, a local politician. Your question also is very, very insightful, clever, because you are asking about the links between the mantis and the Earth. And it's not widely known that a mantid group actually formed on the Earth a long time before humanity was actually arrived on Earth. So the mantids have a very close connection to the Earth and to the energies of the Earth and to humanity that's on the Earth. The reptilians don't have that connection. The reptilians don't choose to be part of the planet in the same way. Your other questions about the reptilians, I think, beg your pardon, about the mantids, the link with me, this is to do with bloodlines and families. So all of my family line will have been interacted with what we in England call mantids, and what the Americans call mantis. So it's a different name for the same creature. So in my family line will always be connected with these particular alien beings.
You say your family?
Yes.
Any other Illuminati family as well?
No, because most Illuminati families have only the reptilians to connect with. This is the normal course of events today. The majority of alien creatures would be reptilian, but in my case it's both reptilian and mantid.
Interesting. Are the mantids or any other alien groups involved in the alien hybridization process on the Earth?
The two main groups that we would be familiar with would be the reptilians and the mantids. Both use greys to undertake their work for them. There are other groups, more humanoid, that use hybridization, but on a much smaller scale.
Can you explain which ones? Mention, please.
They aren't groups that we would familiarize ourselves with. One is the Syrian group, who will use human genetic material, which is mixed with alien genetic material. When you think of a creature that people call a Nordic, that's the alien being with long blonde hair and blue eyes, some of those are hybridized on the Earth, and they're nothing to do with the reptilians or the greys. So most hybridization is undertaken by the reptilians, but not all.
Some claim that the genetic material of the humans is spread all over the universe, and if so, what is so special about human genetics?
Okay.
Please.
The first human group, the most pure human group, are the Lyran group, and the Lyran group were the ones that left their home planet and went across much of the galaxy. The importance of humanoid material is that it is a very useful body to maintain a soul. And the human shape, the humanoid shape, is the most common shape throughout anywhere in what I would call the multiverse. But it is generally from the third dimension to fifth dimension. When you go higher than the fifth dimension, you are then looking at physical bodies that are less dense, but still trace a history to a humanoid form. So you could say, perhaps, that one of the very first living creatures anywhere was a humanoid shape being. That is why the humanoid shape is very successful.
You mentioned in your presentation that human bodies,
yes,
are not so strong,
yes,
and like reptilians, but they are godly.
Yes,
they have some like soul.
Yes.
Does it mean that other creatures don't have soul?
No.
Soul?
Reptilians do have a soul, so do mantids, but some of the greys don't.
Because they are cloned?
Yes, correct. Although some of the clones can have souls placed in them. If you were to think of an alien spaceship that's designed to operate from what we would call a mothership and travel to Earth, that would probably have a crew of seven. Six, seven or eight, something like that. Only one of the crew would have a soul. They would all be cloned bodies. The captain of the craft would have a soul, simply because in order to control the craft very, very quickly, a living creature with a soul in it, the electronic stimulus is much faster. So all the greys that would operate the secondary controls, the controls that are not as important, they don't have to have a soul.
What is in your opinion, what in your opinion caused that humanity to fall into such disastrous amnesia, what we observe nowadays? Could be aliens manipulation in the past?
Your question has two parts. The first part is, why do we not remember? When our physical bodies die, our souls attempt to go back to God. I prefer to call it Source. They are not allowed to do that.
Who's stopping them?
Well, I'm afraid it'll be a reptilian group.
With the technology?
Yes. The soul is then bathed in electromagnetic energy, which wipes its memory for that particular lifetime it's had. The soul is then placed back in another body, human body, a baby that's being born, and so that goes on and on. And that's why some people remember past lives. And that's why I gave my talk regarding John Lennon's father, who had some children with his second wife. That's why his five-year-old son could play the piano. Because what's happening there is the soul in that child has partial memory and can remember how to play a piano. It's like somebody who's 5 years old and is a master of chess. How could they become a master of chess? Who could taught them? But they are remembering in a past life where they have done that and been successful. That's your first part of the question. I beg your pardon, that's the second part of your question. The first part of the question was that humans were on this planet at a very high level. And then there was a natural disaster and a war. And when humanity was very weak, then reptilians arrived and saw the advantage of the human race, that it could serve them, and basically altered them to make servants of them.
Approximately how long time ago?
The first fall would be around about 15,000 years ago, so just before the Ice Age melted. And then the second phase would be probably when growing crops came in, taught to make clothes. So you're looking at about 10,000 years ago. But the initial action of the reptilians would be when humans were very, very primitive. So perhaps maybe 120,000 years ago. Because if you were to look at the fossil remains of humans over a period from 500,000 years ago to 70,000 years ago, the human brain is expanding to too quickly. The size of the brain is growing. It's not possible under normal evolutionary method. So somebody or something was speeding up the process to allow people to become more intelligent.
Somebody, could it be aliens?
I believe that it would be a reptilian group as part of an experiment.
Do the reptilians play a big role still on the Earth nowadays?
They play an incredibly important role on the Earth, yes. Very negative role. Mm.
Can you give your insights through your contacts as to why the spraying of the chemtrails is conducted on over our skies, over our heads?
Two reasons why it's done. The first and the major one is that tiny, tiny nanoparticles of aluminium are put into the concentrate. So when the aeroplane is throwing it out, the tiny bits of aluminium, when an alien spacecraft comes from the fourth dimension into our reality, the tiny bits of aluminium vibrate, and on a radar it shows up. Now, in the Second World War, the British and the Americans dropped over Germany aluminium strips about 10 centimetres long. The code name for it was called Operation Window, and it confused the German radar. So the scientists learnt right back in the Second World War that bits of aluminium high up in the atmosphere reflect radar waves. So it's predominantly sprayed in the atmosphere to show when alien spacecraft enter our reality. However, also chemicals and bacteria and viruses are being sprayed, and that's to reduce the strength of a human population, to make humans weaker. And it's very interesting that in Strasbourg, the government centre, there's been quite a lot of spraying very near to the Strasbourg Government European Union building.
Yes, I do understand.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, which spaceships are coming through the portal?
Well, you have to understand, yes, that lots of spaceships are coming through the portal from different groupings, but the American government is only interested in what they would consider enemy spacecraft. So if it's a reptilian spacecraft or a spacecraft that's working on behalf of the reptilians, they're not interested in that. They'll leave it. But if it was, say, a craft from another group who was not part of an agreement, that is when the Earth government would then be watching it.
Very interesting. Is there any assistance from the positive groups on the Earth? They help humans? What kind of ETs do help people?
There's been a lot of help. That help has been growing. Unfortunately, on YouTube, there are a lot of fake videos, and it's a great shame. But there are a number of instances where there have been wars in space, and spacecraft have been blown up, and the bits, the debris, parts of the spacecraft fall to Earth. And this is because of an ongoing battle that's being fought at the moment between positive groups and negative groups. On terms of the Earth, I think the best way to describe it would be last year, President Obama ordered some nuclear weapons to be transported from one base to another base, and his generals refused. And that's why, if you can think back in last year, he got rid of 7, 8, 9 of his generals, his top generals. He sacked them. That's because,
yes,
they refused to carry out his orders to move nuclear weapons from one place to another. The important thing was that humans are being helped to be more determined in their defence of the planet. So some of the very bad people high up in government are being prevented from doing some very nasty things. So you can see help on two fronts, physically and also what we call energetically.
And could you give the name of these ETs which are helpful?
Yes, I can. It's unfortunate in a way, because everybody talks about the Palladians. The Palladians are an incredibly warlike race. they are a good people, but they are very, very warlike. And you know, lots of people claim to be Palladian, and that's fine, but they need to realise that if they really are Palladian, they come from a very warlike background. They have to be, because they were the one group that survived the wars with the Reptilians. The other two groups that had fights, the Lyrans and the Syrians, the human Syrians, really got the worst of it, because they were not aggressive peoples. The Palladians are used to fighting. The difference is that these groups are receiving help from beneficial aliens from a higher dimension. And so for the first time in history, there is a confederation of aliens now who are determined to prevent the reptiles from destroying the planet, for want of a better word.
Did you mean Ashtar Command?
No.
What is your take on this group?
I wouldn't
group?
Go... I don't believe in them. I think that they are negative. They seem to use we call it an emblem in this country, of a mask, a person with a mask. Well, why would you hide? Why hide behind a mask? That's what the bad people do. They hide behind masks. I've always said to people that Ashtar Command, in my view, is an organisation of people who may be very good people, but they have been taken over, or they have been given the wrong information.
I have similar feelings. My next question would be, did the Mantids give you a future picture of the Earth in the coming years?
Yes, but more than one, depending on the consciousness of humanity. Humans have the ability to create and make the world. And if humans can change, and if humans want a good world, there is a positive outcome. But if humans are quite happy being where they are now, then we won't evolve.
Can I ask you something? Do you have any artifacts from aliens, from spaceships, or maybe you see somewhere?
No. Often I get asked questions, could you take photographs in a spaceship? Or one person said to me, couldn't you get a ray gun? The two answers to this. First of all, they don't allow it. And secondly, it would be a terrible breach of trust if I was to attempt to steal something. That would be the end of my relationship with them, because the trust would have gone. And the other thing is that I don't feel the need to prove to people this. The reason that they're not showing themselves to the world is because the governments don't want this. Most major governments don't want the people to know, and there's no point in attempting to show yourself if your own government is against you, because it will only rift, it'll fracture the communities. So there's a big battle going on in terms of trying to get people to admit to it. President Putin is very close to telling the truth. He's going to be the first world leader to tell the truth, I think. So I'm hopeful that Putin will actually tell it for what it is.
It happens that in Poland the interpretation of Mr. Putin's politic is a little bit different. Not all of Poles is
I understand that. My colleague and I were just talking about this a little while ago, and what I would ask, you know, your listeners, your viewers, to understand is that there is one line about economy. If we move to the West, we'll have money. But there's another line, which is, if I want to catch a mouse, I'll often put a piece of cheese on a trap. And the CIA have helped to organise a lot of demonstrations and organisations, because the Ukraine has a great mineral wealth in it, very important mineral wealth. And the Illuminati would like the Ukraine to be inside the European Union, so that the European Union has access to Ukraine's minerals. The other thing, of course, Sevastopol, the Black Sea Fleet, the submarine bases, they would like to prevent Putin from having his submarine base in particular. Putin has assistance from another alien group. And that is why Putin is standing up to the Americans, because Putin has been given an exotic piece of technology with which he's threatened the Americans with. And that is why the Americans have not gone to war, because Putin has caught up, has caught the Americans up very quickly technologically, because he has been given back-engineered equipment. So whilst people would see this situation in Ukraine as an economic and a political freedom, there is actually something much more deep going on, which is to do with different alien groups supporting different governments. So the reptilian group supports the Americans, and a much more humanoid group is supporting Putin. So Putin is not, he's not the bad guy in this case. He has no intention of seeing the Illuminati and the New World Order take over Russia. And that's what's going on there.
Very interesting. And there is such a war propaganda going on against him.
Well, I will tell you that the Americans mm-hmm. have already put special forces into Ukraine. You can tell the difference if you have friends. I know you're from Poland, so they're not so far away. Tell them, tell your friends in the Ukraine to look at the, I don't know what your word is, in Britain we call them balaclavas, the black hoods.
Yeah.
Spetsnaz mm-hmm. have eye slits here and here, the Americans completely open. So if you see black clad soldiers that look Russian but they don't have eye slits, they're American pretending to be Russians. Mm-hmm. And the Americans have put special forces already into Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So there's an awful lot going on there
that
people don't know. And of course the traditional media are not telling people the truth.
Absolutely. But do you see any hope for Ukraine and Ukrainian people?
Or what do you think might hope be? It depends what you call hope. If hope is freedom, mm-hmm. You see, the people of Ukraine believe that if they move to the West, and I'm using the old terminology, their standard of living will increase and their freedoms will increase. The women will be treated more equally. There will be jobs. And this is what they believe. And I think in the short term that would happen, because the West would make sure that money came into the Ukraine. The problem is the natural resources of Ukraine. Would the Americans go in and steal the natural resources of Ukraine without the Ukrainian people getting the benefits from that? That is the question that Ukrainian people should ask themselves.
What is your take on a lost airplane, Malaysian airplane, recently?
I would start off by saying that the silence from the Americans is absolutely a key indicator. The Americans know where every airplane is. They know where every person is in the world. And I would just talk you through this. When an airplane switches off what was called its transponder, this is a device that sends an identification signal to every other airplane and to the radar base saying which airplane it is. That can be switched off, but the ground radar would still normally reflect off that airplane, and so you would still see it. So if it was hijacked in the traditional sense of the word, you would follow the aircraft until it was landed. If it had blown up, then what is called a black box recorder actually has a distress beacon in it, which goes on for 72 hours. They would already have found that. We'll talk about the mobile phones. Most people think that a mobile phone can only be detected when you make a phone call from it. That's not true. Your mobile phone is on, even if you don't ring it, you can tell within 10 meters where that phone is. So the American government and major governments will know exactly where all those phones are. They'll know where they are. You're aware, of course, that 20 passengers of the airplane worked for a company that were contracted to an American defense network. and they were working on stealth technologies.
Were they Chinese and Korean?
Yes, there was one American, but most of them were Chinese. May have been some Koreans, but the majority were Chinese. But they were working on an American contract for an American firm. And just like on a stealth aircraft, it is painted with black, special black paint, which you then send an electromagnetic charge through, which affects the air, which means you, A, radar can't see it, and B, visibly it changes. These people were working on that. Now, what's made it very interesting is that a Palladian spacecraft was spotted in Ukraine around about the same time. It's a cylindrical craft. Like a cigar shape.
Like cigar.
Yes.
Dreadnought.
Yes. That was seen at the same time. One woman whose boyfriend or husband is on the airplane, she's quite psychic. I can't remember her name now. But she's absolutely clear that her boyfriend or husband is not dead, that he's alive. My own view is that this airplane will never be found. No wreckage will be found, and the major governments of the world are just going to hope that, people forget about
it.
The 20 scientists have been taken. The 20 scientists have been taken because they were on the verge of... they had discovered something, and they were on the verge of having to give over the secret that they had discovered to an Earth government. And this secret would have completely changed the balance of power. So that secret will never be given to the Earth government now.
What happened to the other passengers?
The other passengers?
Passengers, yes.
I'd be truthful, and that's something I haven't been told, because the information I received was just regarding the 20 scientists, because that was seen as the subject that was of importance. In terms of the technology, I would hope that the other passengers will return and be found over the course of 2 months,
but not as a group, individually. I'm hoping that they will start to turn up individually in different parts of the world.
To the in the presentation, one of the speakers mentioned that they were taken to the inner earth and that they are still there. It sounds very curious.
Mm.
Like curious. Of course, aliens.
I understand. A very, very good website is called Project Avalon. It's actually a website you have to join.
I know.
And yeah, that's why I brought it up.
Thank you.
And we had a debate on this. Regarding was there an inner earth, and I gave my view on the subject, and I do accept that there is a small community, I'll put it like that, a small community who have successfully survived for some time, who are technologically advanced, who the Americans leave alone, but who actually are playing for good, attempting to keep a balance. You know, when scales, trying to keep things balanced. And it wouldn't surprise me, as I say, if people start being turned in the next few months.
Let's wait and see. And
yes, I do hope for them. Yes, I do.
We do as well. Simon, you are perceived as a very brave person. Is it because of the protection of warriors and the mantids?
It is precisely because of that. Because if you think of Earth governance, there has to be something bigger than them. Otherwise, they would have taken action against me. So there is something more powerful than the United States of America. And so, you know, that is the situation.
Right, and we believe it will remain.
I think so.
So there must be hope for humanity, for those who think, who want to expand and help others to understand what is really going on. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And I think that's the key. that we are now in a time where we can't go backwards and we can't just stand still. We have to go forwards and we mustn't be scared. So many people are scared of the future. And that's no good, because it's like a child being in a dark room, scared of the dark. But the room is still the same. And if you put the light on and you walk forward, then you can see where you're going. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to put the light on for people so that they're no longer scared and they can see their way. And then once they take their first step, then it's easier to take the next step and so on and so forth until humanity is running towards where it wants to go. And once they start running, then nobody can hold them back. And that's what we want. We want humanity to develop.
Exactly. That's why we're talking to you. And we're very grateful for what you are doing.
Thank
you.
Giving
the light to others.
Thank you.
And we thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
For us, it's not only a great honor. We have to invite you one day to Poland.
I would love to. Unfortunately, maybe I can come by boat. I don't fly. I don't like to fly. But one day I might come by boat, and that would be great.
Thank you very much. We would be happy to see you there.
Thank you.